One question, do you realize that you're actually helpless? Wait, okay. That's not exactly the best way to start a podcast or, you know, start speaking to someone. But firstly, I want to say, hey guys, good morning. My name is Esther. Good morning, good evening, good afternoon, depending on when you're listening to this. But I just want to say, do you realize that you're actually helpless? Like, I want you to actually sit down and deep it. Think about the worst thing that can happen to you. Or no, that's too negative. God forbid, don't think about that. Think about, say you're driving on the road, or maybe you're sitting down and something happens, you just trip and fall by mistake, or you're holding your phone and your phone just falls down and cracks, and then you lose all your important pictures, or if you're a content creator like me, you lose all the photos and videos that you just created and spent the whole day creating, and then you know your phone just goes, and that's just the end. There's nothing you can physically do about it. Like, there's nothing you can physically do to change that circumstance. I remember one time I was in standstill traffic, and this was in Lagos. Oh God, Lagos traffic, God have mercy. But I was in standstill traffic in Lagos, and I was supposed to go somewhere, and I was almost late, and I was in standstill traffic. And I'm telling you that the place I was in standstill traffic at, if there was no traffic, I'll be there in 2 minutes. I'll arrive at my destination in 2 minutes. And time was almost run, like time, I was almost late, and the traffic was just standstill. It didn't move. And I ended up being late for that thing. And I realized how helpless I was in that situation. And you realize that things in life just happens. You can be in, do you realize that you can be in traffic now, and you're 2 minutes away from the place you have to be, but because of a situation has been thrown at you, life has thrown a situation at you, at that point in time, you have to go with the situation. Like, we're helpless physically. I want us to deep it. Like, just think of something. You can't, like, if you're sitting down now and suddenly you just start to feel depressed, the depression came from nowhere. It just comes upon you, and you just start, like, you can't help yourself in that. I want us to think about the helplessness of the average man. Let's deep it, because, you know, so many times we go through life and and we think that we're in a, life seems like a facade to us. Like, we feel as though we can do things all by myself. I can do things all by myself. If something happens to you, if you can be at work today and your boss tomorrow says, nope, you're fired. Maybe you do something nasty. I don't know. Different. You can be in a relationship today. The relationship ends tomorrow. Like, I need us to realize, to deep it, how helpless the average man is. You truly cannot do bad all by yourself. We need people. We are helpless. The average man, Esther in herself is helpless. Esther cannot help herself. You can't help yourself. If you get sick today, if the doctor cannot help you, oh, don't, sorry. But this, I'm saying all this to say that we have, that is why our God is called a supernatural God. That's why we have the supernatural, because we are natural in our nature, but then we have a supernatural God. Without God, you are ordinary, and that is a fact. Without God, you're an ordinary man. You're an ordinary woman. Without God, you're just a normal human being that is striving to do the bare minimum. It's in the place of prayer that you get to, you get God revealed to you, that God reveals himself. God is supernatural. God is spirit, and so spirit cannot be known unless they're revealed. And in the place that God is revealed is in the word, in church, in fasting, in walking in the spirit, in doing things of God. We need to realize that there's actually an urgency. There's an urgency to get to know God, because you cannot help yourself. I love how dependent I've started to be on God, because if you think about it, the world, the structures of the world will try to make you think, to, you know, technology, the evolution of the world will try to make us think, or make us forget that we actually can't help ourselves. If something can happen, anything can happen, anything, you have no certainty. But I can say I have confidence, because I have someone who walks behind me. It says, who can lay a charge against God's elect? It says, "The Lord is my It says, "The righteous go." The Lord is my strong tower. Yeah, the righteous go to God to hide in the tower of God, or something like that, in the book of Psalms. I love Psalm 91. Let me even read it, guys. Wait, hold on. Just actually hold on. Let me get Psalm 91. But basically, what we're trying to say is the helpless. We need to realize that you are helpless, child. You can't help yourself. What does Psalm 91 says? It says, "Whoever goes to the Lord for safety, whoever remains under the protection of the Almighty, can say to him, 'You are my defender and protector. You are my God. I trust you.'" It says, "He will keep you hid. He will keep you safe from all hidden dangers and from all deadly diseases. He will cover you with his wings. You will be safe in his care. His faithfulness will protect and defend you. You need not fear any dangers at night, or sudden attacks during the day, or the plagues that strike in the dark, or the evils that kill in daylight." It says, "A thousand may fall dead beside you, 10,000 are all around you, but you will not be harmed. You would look and see how the wicked are punished." Guys, this blows my mind every time. And I know that so many times we might ask ourselves, "Oh, that's what the word says, but we don't really see it. It says that the wicked are punished, but these days the wicked go scot-free." There's so many, that's a whole Bible study on its own. But then we need to understand that if you sit down, the word of God is the surest form of prophecy. If you sit down and you decree and declare this over yourself, over your children, if you don't have children yet, over your future children, over your relationships, over your mom, over your siblings, and you say, "The Lord is my strong tower. Your word says, I am safe in your place, in your hands. It says, 1,000 might fall at my right hand, 1,000 might fall at my left hand, but I will not be afraid. I will not be harmed, because we are in the hands of a supernatural God." And so I see, I'm telling you for a fact, and God knows this, God bears me witness, I don't fear anything. And I don't really fit. I feel like I've got peace, and it's a peace that comes from knowing that your life is safe. So even if the worst thing happens to me, I know that nothing escapes God. Like, it's either you can't do anything to me, because it's either God let it happen, or it was supposed to happen. Either God let it happen or God let it happen. Because my hand is in God. The Bible says that our lives are in Christ, in God. And so if something happens to you, who has put your life in hand? Because remember what the Bible says. It says, "Whoever goes to the Lord for safety." So that's what Psalm 91 verse 1 says. It says, "Whoever goes to the Lord for safety, whoever remains under the protection of the Almighty, can say to him, 'You're my protector and defender. So it basically means that you're the one who goes to the Lord. You're the one who gives your life to God. You're the one who goes to the Lord for safety. You're the one who remains under the shadow of the Almighty. And so if you are giving God your life and you're saying, 'I'm submitted to you,' the Bible says that you delight in the Lord and he will give you the desires of your heart. So you're the one delighting in him. I need you to understand that God already is there waiting to protect you, but you have to come under his protection. That's your responsibility. And so if you're here and you've not given your life to God before, you know, you've never really said this prayer, you've never really said, "Okay, God, I want to give you my life, not just so you protect me, but because I realize that I'm actually helpless without you." We need to realize that it's life gives life. So even when you look at the plants, that what is the plant without the person who planted it? What is a plant without the gardener? If the gardener goes, if the plant says, "I'm independent, I don't need you to water me, I don't need you to do this," what is, we are from somewhere. We are created by someone. We need to realize that we are actually helpless. It's so funny when people are proud. The Bible says only a fool says that there is no God. We are helpless in our nature. The helplessness of man, I love it so much, because it shows a dependence on God. The helplessness of man is the dependence on God. Realizing that I can't do this. Oh, I'm sitting down here, I have desires, I have dreams. You cannot do anything by your own strength, in your own power. The power that you even have is by the mercy of God. I love how someone put it. I was speaking to someone about God the other day. He said he didn't believe in God. And so I was speaking to him and he said, the only reason why he would think that there might be a God is because if he looks at the structures in life, yeah, everything comes from life. Life gives life. So if you look at the plants, someone planted it. If you look at the animals, that, you know, life came from somewhere. If you look at how babies are born, men, you know, it was from life, that life produces life. Animals who were born, animals produce animals. An animal that's dead cannot produce an animal that's alive, if you get what I mean. So he now said the human race, there's an explanation for life, for every other thing in this place, but humans. You want to tell me that the universe created humans? How does the universe have life? So when he said that, it struck me, and I was like, yeah, you speaking, cha. I said, yeah, you're making a lot of sense. But we have to realize that we are from somewhere. We have a God who created us. I don't know what your name is, whether your name is Cynthia, whether your name is Isabel, whether your name is Daniel, Dari, Olaikon, Chukudi, Cynthia. I've said Cynthia before. I don't know why I'm saying Cynthia again. Esther, that's a fancy name. Whatever your name is, Brooke, I need you to know that you are helpless without the Lord. And so I just want to say, like, if you're here and you haven't given your life to God, and you haven't, you know, you want to rededicate your heart back to God, I just want to say a quick prayer with you, and I just want you to repeat after me. The only way to God is through Jesus. And if the Bible says, if you believe in your heart that Jesus died and rose again, and you confess it with your mouth, you shall be saved. It's impossible to find God, to look for God and not find him, if you look the right way. So many times we look for God in the dead places. We look for God in places he will never be. And so we don't find him and we think he's not there. But we have to go to where he is. The only way to God is through Christ Jesus. And so if you believe in the death, burial and resurrection of the Christ, of our risen King, you will be saved. And so I just want you to repeat after me. If you believe and you want Jesus to be your Lord and personal Savior, I want you to repeat after me. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I thank you for giving me life. I say that I believe that you died, that Jesus died and rose again for my sins. I dedicate my heart to you. I give you my heart. And I will come under the protection and the shadow of the Almighty, who is the only one true living God. Hallelujah. Thank you so much, guys, for listening. I hope you have a lovely day. I love how I'm keeping these short. I like it. I love it so much. But I hope you all have a lovely day, and I hope to speak to you soon. Bye-bye.